Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Ben Drake is part of the California State Board of Food and Agriculture. He is also president of Drake Enterprises, a vineyard and avocado grove management company based in Temecula. Drake has been farming in the area for the past 40 years and has maintained a pretty good level of success with his avocados.
Yeah, we've had it in the avocados, but water problems is making it really hard for the avocado growers to make it today.
At a recent CDFA board meeting, one of the topics of discussion was the flow objectives for the San Joaquin River. The meeting included presentations from the State Water Resources Control Board and the Water and Power Law Group. Drake talked about the water issues he and his fellow growers are experiencing in Temecula.
One of them is one of the issues we're going to be talking about today is trying to get some of the water to move south through the State Water Project, because that's really the lowest in TDS, in salts. So currently we're getting a lot of our water from the Colorado River, which is high in salts.
And what kinds of problems can arise from water with high levels of salt?
Avocados happen to be very salt sensitive, so anything over 400 parts per million in salts, we start losing size and quantities in our production.
That kind of decline in yield and size makes it nearly impossible to recover the cost of water. Drake noted another problem it creates.
So when we're competing with foreign trade, partners from Mexico and Peru and also from Chile. Chile has moved more into the UK, but we're getting a lot more product from Mexico. It makes it almost impossible for us to compete anymore.
More from Ben Drake after this.
Thinking of buying or selling agricultural property? Think Pearson Realty, the industry leader in farm real estate brokerage for nearly 100 years. Call a Pearson Realty experienced ag property specialist today at 559-432-6200. Again, 559-432-6200.
The cost of water and the continuing increase in labor costs are making it exceptionally difficult to compete in the global marketplace.
They can bring that product across the border and bring it up in the United States, and their production costs are a whole lot less than ours, so it really forces us out of business.
Would more desalination plants like the one in Carlsbad help with the water issues?
You can desal, and you're taking ocean water, which is higher in salts than would be coming out of a reclamation plant, out of a sewer treatment plant. So that water is less salty, but it's the cost.
This is California Ag Today.